As Luxembourg has taken the field already, why don't we get those?
We do. First for the visitors on the scoreboard, I believe, via the coin flip, leading off at shortstop, Kyle Leeser batting second and catching Zach Moritz. Batting third in left field, Brian Schlungen. Batting fourth at second base, Tanner Arsenal. Batting fifth will be the first baseman, Brady Goble. Batting sixth in center field, Nolan Reeder. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, Avery Schmitz. Batting eighth at third base, Ryan Messer. Batting ninth in right field is Matthew Schlungen. And on the mound for St. Martin is Ben Schrader. Again, Leeser, Moritz, Schlungen, Arsenal, Gable, Arsenal, Goble, Reeder, Schmitz, Messer, and Schlungen. For the Brewers, leading off in center field will be Luke Harn. Batting second at shortstop, Ethan Fruth. Batting third at third, Derek Orth. Batting fourth, the designated hitter, Reed Funenstein. He's hitting for the pitcher, JT Harn. Batting fifth at first base, Isaac Machinsky. Batting sixth in right field, Casey Underwood. Batting seventh in left field, Sam Eiten. Batting eighth at second base, Connor Clark. And batting ninth in catching is DJ Krohn. Again, Harn, Fruth, Orth, Funenstein, Machinsky, Underwood, Eiten, Clark, and Krohn. We're ready to rock, Randy. Somebody's going to be going to the state tournament down in Waconia, Chaska, or Hamburg in about 2.5 hours, and I'm pretty excited to see who it's going to be.
Absolutely. That should be interesting here when our game is called final. Kyle Leeser stepping into the batter's box, facing JT Harn, the left-hander for the Luxembourg Brewers. And JT Harn looks down to his catcher, DJ Krohn. And Harn's first pitch is on its way, a strike called, an 0-1. Behind the plate, looks like Larry Midas on the base paths, Steve Hennen. Central Minnesota umpiring crew. JT Harn kicks and delivers. Leeser rips a single over the head of the third baseman, Derek Worthen, into left field. A sharp single for Kyle. And that was missing from Kyle's bat earlier today against Spring Hill. He went hitless.
Well, he thought about it all afternoon, I'm sure. So he wanted to do some redeeming as he makes his way to first base on the second pitch of the ball game. Solid knock right there for Kyle Leeser as he is aboard for the Martins here. How did these teams get here, Randy? It was a 2-1 walk-off victory for St. Martin over Spring Hill in our first game today. Walk-off for Tanner Arsenal scoring Kyle Leeser. And then it was Luxembourg with a victory by a score of 6-3 over Farming in the second game.
Zach Moritz hits it on the nose, a line drive to Ethan Fruth, who grabs it in the air, and one out. So a couple pitches and one out here. That'll bring Brian Schlungen tonight. Brian is in left field for the Martins. Kyle Leeser, the base runner, over at first. Machinsky holds him there. JT Harn from the stretch delivers a strike called, an 0-1.
2-1 seeds coming into the tournament as Lux was the Central Valley 1 seed. St. Martin, the 1 seed from the Stearns County South. Two good ball clubs right here, Randy.
JT Harn looks like he's a little bit more methodical than some of the pitchers who want the ball back, and they're ready to go again. Leeser's lead, the pitch outside to Brian Schlungen, in the count, dead, a ball and a strike.
Methodical, but quick to home for a lefty there.
Not a real high leg kick.
More of that slide step.
Lights on here at Cold Spring Baseball Park as we're in the 8 o'clock hour. The kick, the pitch. Breaking ball, a little low and inside. And the count at 2 balls and a strike. You know, the Martins, they're used to this at Ray Weber Field, about this start time for their night games because of the sun, Kirby.
Battle tested over the years, getting that kind of delayed start. Granted, I think they were pretty firm with 8 o'clock this year with that tarping system they put in.
2 balls and a strike to Brian Schlungen. Harn's pitch, and Schlungen rips it up the middle. That's a solid base hit. Kyle Leeser had a freeze to make sure that wasn't going to be caught by the second baseman, Connor Clark. So the first three hitters have hit it on a rope off of JT Harn. Two on, one out. And here's Tanner Arsenault. Game one hero, walk-off single.
Put a nice swing on that, scoring Kyle Leeser. Martin's defeating Spring Hill in that first game.
Tanner Arsenault just graduated from Albany Area Schools and takes the first pitch outside and high, ball one. Now DJ Krohn is behind the plate. catching both games for Luxembourg today. The Martins chose to go with their other catcher, Zach Moritz, to start catching.
Not a bad second fiddle, if you will.
JT Harn ready. The pitch, swing and a miss, late swing there by Tanner Arsenault. Kirby, one would wonder how to guess attendance tonight. Just look in the baseball field over there. There's cars parked way to the backside.
Almost to the old broomball rink right now.
It is. It is. One ball, one strike, and you can bet that most of the streets near the park are parked in. Curveball from Harn is outside, and the count, two balls and a strike.
Harn threw for Luxembourg in their seeding victory over the Cold Spring Rockies.
2-1, Kyle Leeser at second, Brian Schlungen at first. Those two guys, first cousins, graduated together 2011. Kick the pitch. That's outside in the count, 3-1 now.
Harn with two men on, now falling behind Tanner Arsenault. Martin's looking for a little bit of an ambush here in the top of the first inning, Randy.
3-1 the count. One out. JT Harn kicks and delivers in a swing and a miss by Tanner Arsenault. The count full at 3-2. On deck for the Martins, Brady Goebel. Back into the box is Arsenault. Harn gets the sign from his catcher, Krohn. Runners there leads. And the pitch, a swing and a miss, and Tanner goes down on strikes.
Nice job battling back right there by JT Harn. Randy, he's 3-1. You're close to potentially loading the bases here in the first inning. You come back with two heaters that you get both of them by Tanner Arsenault. It's a big out. I mean, it's the first inning, as big as the first inning out could be, but a big out nonetheless.
Absolutely. Give Harn credit. He just kept it away from Tanner Arsenault. Everything on the outside part of the plate. That'll bring Brady Goebel to the plate. As JT's pitch, that breaking ball crossing the plate, strike one. 0-1 the count. Brady Goebel. Brady will be getting ready for football season two here in about a month, maybe even less than a month.
Two pretty doggone good base runners out on the pads for the Martins right here.
JT Harn from the stretch. His pitch, and Goebel drives this down the right field line into the corner, and a foul. Count at 0-2 to Brady. The ball, it's two strikes.
Think of the difference in games today for the Martins. You start at at noon. You got damp field. You know, they're raking everywhere, trying to get some water off of it. Now, the old girl's a little tired, you could say.
It's a long day at the park. 0-2, two outs, two on. The kick, the pitch, and Goebel bloops this one to left or right center field, and that's going to drop in for a hit. It'll score Kyle Leeser, Brian Schlung into third. And boy, we've been referencing that little bloop single so far this weekend, and Kirby Hemish has cleared the minds of us all. It goes down as a hit.
That's the ball hit. That's a base hit right there, and it's an RBI base hit in a state tournament qualifying game. So you can call it whatever you want to call it, as long as it says hit on the end of it. Brady Goebel will take it, as will the Martins. They lead 1-0.
And I can reaffirm that it happens at all levels of baseball, not only in amateur baseball, but it is occurring in the pros.
Look at this.
Wow, wow.
Service with a smile right there.
That.
No, he got his own, Dad. Thank you, though.
Yeah, I'm good. And at the plate, it is Nolan Reeder. Reeder old strike called in 0-1. Brian Schlungen at third, over at first. It's Brady Goebel. And Reeder at the plate, the center fielder for the Martins, batting with two outs, two on, and a run in. The pitch outside a ball and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Martins drawing first blood. They are the visitors on the scoreboard. JT Harn ready. Wachinski holding Goebel, and the pitch comes home. Reeder a swing and a miss, strike two. Ball and two strikes to Nolan. Avery Schmitz on deck for the Martins. The
productive start for St. Martin, Randy, as it took him a while to get going in the opener today.
Yeah, three hits already here in the first inning. Nolan Reeder calls for time, steps out, now back in to the box. Ready on the mound, JT Harn. And the left-hander's pitch. Ground ball hits slowly to third. In is Orth. Orth crosses the pitching mound as he makes the throw to first. 5-3 in the putout. That'll do it for the Martins here in the first. They come up with a run on three hits. No errors. Two left on. We have played a half an inning. St. Martin 1, Luxembourg coming to bat. More baseball here in a bit. I want to read our great sponsors here in Region 15C, those fine folks. If you get a chance to thank them, please do. Westside Liquor and Wade Park, Shady's Long Shots. Over on Highway 23, right between Richmond and Cold Spring on the Rich Spring Golf Course. IPM of Wade Park, Stony Creek Dairy. Liberty Electric, John Dole, Century 21, First Realtor. We have Ecker Feed Service in Dominic, bringing us Region Baseball, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Worms, Lumber and Ready Mix in Dominic, Sox Center and Long Prairie, Corky's Bar in Richmond, the Freeport State Bank, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Rambo over in New London, bringing us baseball, Albany Mutual Telephone, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Lake Henry Implement, Central Minnesota Realty, Trappers Pub and Grub in Farming, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Kramer Lumber True Value of Melrose, Albany Family Dentistry, Kensington Insurance Agency, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph, bringing us baseball tonight, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Gilliland Chevrolet in St. Cloud, the Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, Albany Chrysler Center, BNS Excavating in Belgrade, Pep's Pork of Earl Spring Hill, Al Rosa Grain and Feed, the Greenwall Pub, and Al Rosa Lumber Company. Your game can be heard tonight on AM 1150. Now, if that signal starts getting weak on you, folks, you go to 107.7 FM. If you can't get us on 107.7 FM, you go to 105.5 HD2. Find an HD radio. And, of course, the old automatic, that's our stream, mychasm.com. You can get our stream on your computers, your iPads, your laptops, your smartphones, mychasm.com. Just click on that radio in the upper right-hand corner, and you're going to get our broadcast. To the bottom of the first inning for the Luxembourg Brewers. It'll be Luke Harn, Ethan Fruth, and Derek Orth. Set to face right-hander Ben Schrader. As Schrader kicks and delivers, and strike called from Ben, and 0-1.
Schrader, a nice little, we talked about the catching option you have with Zach Moritz. You get Ben Schrader out there, a nice little second pitcher on the opening day.
Harn follows it to the backstop in the count 0-2. Ben Schrader, another one of those pitchers who likes to work ahead. He'll keep the ball down. He is a gamer out there when you got him on the mound. He's fighting for his team. No balls, two strikes, 1-0 St. Martin if you're just joining us. As Harn drives it to right field, Matthew Schlungen fading back a little bit. We'll make the catch for the out. One down here in the first. Ethan Fruth to the plate. Now we'll see our share of left-handed hitters from Luxembourg again tonight.
Yeah, we'll get Harn, Fruth, Orth, Machinsky, Eiton. They got plenty of them.
As Ben Schrader works from the stretch now, and his pitch to Ethan Fruth. It's a swing and a miss, strike one. So he went from the stretch there, Kirby. Now he's going to the windup. And the curveball grounded slowly to first. Brady Goble.
Do you ever think they forget sometimes? Like if it's being the stretch. I mean, obviously we've seen pitchers with guys on base go from the full windup. But
sure,
if there's opportunities with no one on base, then sometimes he just goes to the stretch because it just kind of happened.
Did they call that off his foot?
They did.
Foul ball off his foot.
Okay. A foul ball off his foot that went all the way to first base.
Yeah. I mean, really. 0-2 the count. Ben Schrader. Again from the stretch, a swing and a miss, and out on strikes is Fruth.
Some gas right there from Benny as the thing was coming. Fruth, he'll bring it on fastball. Two quick ones.
Two quickies is the case, and Derek Orth to the plate, the third baseman. for the Brewers. And the pitch to Orth. Breaking ball, a little bit low and outside, and the count 1-0. Zach Moritz behind the plate, Ryan Messer at third, Kyle Leeser at short, Tanner Arsenault at second, and Brady Goebel over at first. Pitch low for a ball and 2-0. Brian Schlungen in left, in center field, Nolan Reeder out in right field, Matthew Schlungen. Moritz behind the plate, 2-0, the count to the number three hitter, Orth. Schrader delivers, there's a strike on the outside corner and 2-1. Boy, Zach Moritz set up out there, and Ben hit that spot perfectly. Martin's in the third base dugout. Luxembourg, the home team, in the first base dugout. Breaking ball that misses inside. And the count at 3-1 now. Got a light breeze that's blowing from left to right. Left to right. That switched sometime this afternoon, Kirby.
Yeah.
And here's a drive that's popped up, actually, in foul ground over by first. Brady Goebel will make the catch for the out, and the Brewers go 1-2-3 in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. One in the book, St. Martin 1, Luxembourg nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
Our automotive journey began when Dwayne Gilliland was hired as a service tech at a dealership. Dwayne worked his way up to service manager and then to general manager. He told the owner that he'd hoped to own his own dealership, so the employer helped Dwayne achieve his dream and worked with him to secure the purchase of Bastion Chevrolet in 1986. Dwayne and Karen, along with their young children, Christy and Grant, moved from Grand Forks to St. Cloud to begin living the dream of owning a Chevrolet dealership, Gilliland Chevrolet. Currently, Christy and Grant have grabbed a hold of the family business torch and continue to live by their father's principles and traditions. Please join us for our 35th anniversary celebration and car show. Enjoy beautiful classics, live music, games, food, and more. The Gilliland family and team are so grateful for your support over the past 35 years and look forward to celebrating with you on August 24th from 4 to 8 p.m. All makes and models welcome. Visit us at GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Gilliland makes the difference.
Well, that's almost like a little Irish music there, Kirby.
You bet, yeah. Shipping up to Boston. You know what that song reminds me of?
What does it?
Who is our buddy with the Albany band from the sports broadcast? He was helping us film the games and stuff like that to get him on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, yeah. John Kleppe.
John Kleppe. They play that song in the Albany Pep Band.
Sure.
Shipping up to Boston. So it kind of brings me back to the old Albany gym a little bit.
All right, here we go. Top of the second inning, the St. Martin Martins, Avery Schmitz, Ryan Messer, Matthew Schlung in the bottom third. The Martin lineup, they get the first looks tonight for them at are out to the mound. JT Harn on the mound for Luxembourg. 1-0 St. Martin leading the Brewers. The Martins got three hits off of Harn in the first, and Avery Schmitz swings through that pitch and misses, and the count at 0-1.
Pretty nasty right there on 0-0.
Just sweeping. I don't know if that was a slider or what, but just tailed away from Avery. Another pitch almost identical to that in 0-2. There's no way. I mean, he's touching that pitch, and I think that's a strike. I really do, the way the home plate umpire's been calling so far.
It's been received well by DJ Krohn, so I'd have to agree with you. That's probably busting through the zone.
The 0-2 pitch to Schmitz, and he swings at a high fastball and misses. He's out on strikes.
First strikeout for JT.
Bring Ryan Messer to the plate. Ryan had a good game against Spring Hill this afternoon. A couple hits in the ball game.
You get that off-speed pitch. It's sweeping. Sweeping for strike two again. And then he comes with the heater on 0-2. Avery's in the dugout right now thinking, well, what the heck do I got to do up there?
Here's the pitch, and Messer swings and misses strike one.
Turn it up a notch from inning one to inning two?
It just seems like there is a little more gas in the tank, yeah. 0-1 the count. The kick, the pitch, the breaking ball. You can see that come out of his hands. It didn't come out the way he wanted it. High and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Harn's pitch. Messer ground ball to third. Nope, deep short.
Ooh.
Up with it is Fruth. His long throw across the diamond. Machensky can't come up with it. And Messer safe at first. I'm sure they're going to reward him. Infield single, and they do.
Very nice play, or nice attempt by Ethan Fruth, and a tough medium hop at first base for Isaac Machensky. But just the fact he even gets to that ball, and you said off the bat you thought it was a third base ball, and the shortstop had to go that far deep into the hole. Plant that right foot, drive off of it, and throw all the way across the diamond. Nice nice work by Ethan Fruth. So that'll bring the nine-hitter Matthew Schlung into the plate with a man on.
Matthew out in right field. Of course, Matthew and his twin brother Michael played for the Martins for many years. Michael dealing with an injury that he sustained last year in Greenwald in the region tournament and just has not been able to overcome that. Pitches outside for a ball, 1-0.
You did a Richmond-St. Martin game the 2nd of July in St. Martin, and I was there, and Michael Schlungen got pinch run for, and I said, boy, I must be getting old. I remember when these guys were the pinch runners.
Exactly, yeah.
The circle of amateur baseball.
A 1-0 pitch, Matthew swings and misses strike one. 1-1 the count. Nice crowd on hand for this state qualifier game. Kind of cool to think, like, yeah, first weekend already, we're going to qualify somebody for the state tournament. Played in Waconia and Chaska and Hamburg late August, that first week in September. One ball, one strike. Showing bunt and bunting through it. Ruled a strike in 1-2.
Yeah, the fact is one of these guys will clinch, and then tomorrow morning, after tomorrow morning's game, someone will clinch. It's kind of cool to get that far ahead.
Yeah, and it's job security for Kirby and I because we're going to be following whoever goes, right,
yeah,
Kirby?
Bingo, yeah. We should send more teams to state.
Yeah, that's right. One ball, two strikes, one out. We kick the pitch and fouled to the backstop by Matthew Schlungen, 1-2. Now, regions do things a little differently. For instance, Region 11 seed tonight, they have a elimination game already tonight.
So if you lose, you keep playing, as opposed to when you win, you keep playing here in,
right,
in Region 15.
Right. Monticello beat St. Joe earlier in Region 11C. I think that was 3-0. Look, there, strike three called to Matthew Schlungen, gets rung up on strikes for the second out in the inning.
Just burned him in on the heater on the hands right there. Matthew couldn't get the bat off the shoulder. Back to the top of the order. Kyle Leeser into the batter's box.
So Sartell Muskies are taking on Clearwater tonight, Kirby, in an elimination game.
Not who Clearwater was anticipating seeing in an elimination game.
At the plate, it is for the Martins, Kyle Leeser. And the pitch to Kyle is high for a ball, 1-0. Messer at first with two outs, 1-0 St. Martin. If you're just joining us tonight on AM 1150, 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2, and pull up our stream. Yeah, the Chasm stream, mychasm.com, mychasm.com. Leeser swings and misses. Strike one, 1-1 the count.
I reference how Matthew and Michael were once the youngins, now they're the oldins, and Chuck McEnant's putting me in my place like, well, yeah, we're not little kids anymore, Kirby. We're growing up a little bit. Thank you, Charles. Calling the spade a spade.
Ball and a strike, two outs. The pitch, low and in the dirt. Nice stop there by catcher Crone. And two balls and a strike. 2-1 the count. It's that time of night. Anything in the air, difficult to see until it gets completely dark. JT Harn on the mound for Luxembourg. The left-hander wheels and deals to Leeser, and a foul tipped at the plate. Crone couldn't hang on to it.
Healthy hack at that from old number seven, Randy. He's feeling a little strong after that late single he had back in the first inning.
Two balls, two strikes. Zach Moritz on deck for the Martins. JT Harn, just a quick glance over to Ryan Messer. And he'll come home. Leeser ground ball to short. Fruth charging it. We'll go to second. They get the force of Messer, and that'll do it for the Martins. No runs a hit. No errors. One left on. We played 1.5. It's St. Martin 1, Luxembourg nothing. More Region 15C baseball coming up in a minute on KASM Radio.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Be sure to come by for Corky's weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoons at 1:30. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has pull tabs and e-tabs. Best of luck and come back and sing Schnitzelbank Royals from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
If you need concrete for your home, farm, or business, then giddy up and go to Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has precast products including H or J style feed bunks, bunker style wall sections, and manufactured slatted floors. No concrete jobs are too big or small for Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, Long Prairie. Working hand in hand with our good neighbors and farmers for 100 years. Call us today at 837-5288.
Randy Rothstein, Kirby Hemish with you at Cold Spring Baseball Park as we make our way to the bottom of the second inning. Scott Stevens producing our game back at our sports studios in Hominy. We got to thank the likes of Brad Melke and Scott Stevens for producing our games today. Adam Ray last night. Cy Funnenstein will be there bright and early tomorrow morning. We'll ask Cy to watch our games broadcast or listen to our games broadcast at 11 o'clock already tomorrow morning. We'll have amateur baseball for you. Stick around our postgame show tonight. We'll name our Chasm player of the game. That player will receive the hat that everybody is coveting right now. That's talked about in the crowds. Everybody looks at that Chasm hat and goes,
well received thus far.
How do I get one?
Well,
I get one.
Play baseball good.
That's right. That's right. Reed Funnenstein at the plate for the Brewers. He's the DH. Ben Schrader's first pitch, a strike, curveball. And Funnenstein fouls it to the backstop in the count 0-2 to Reed. It'll be Funnenstein, Machinsky, and Casey Underwood.
Yeah, lineup change for Luxembourg. Underwood inserted into the lineup, so he's not coaching first and shagging foul balls when he's over there here in game number 2 for Lux tonight.
No balls, 2 strikes the count to Reed Funnenstein. Ben Schrader delivers. Funnenstein drives this one to straightaway center field. Reeder coming in hard and makes the catch for the out.
Schrader living low. That's what he does and has been doing since he's come into the Stearns County League back in 2014. He keeps that ball down, Randy. It's such a, you know, it's hard and down, and he can throw the changeup down, the
yep.
slider down, the fastball down. It's a tough guy to square up.
It is. It really is. Isaac Machinsky. One of those guys, he hits a lot of long fly balls. A lot of long fly balls that go out of the park.
I was going to say, long fly balls that he doesn't stop running for.
That's right.
Until he gets to the dugout.
First pitch, a strike called 0-1. Here's Machinsky fouling this past the first base coach and the count at 0-2. Schrader's doing a great job here early on, Kirby. He's getting ahead of these hitters. I think one of the hitters, maybe Derek Orthy, got behind 2-0. But otherwise, always getting ahead.
Battled right back in there. It was 3-1 at one point. Got Orth to chase and pop up into foul territory to end the first inning. Mm-hmm. So, like you're saying, staying ahead of these guys. And when he does fall behind, he's not giving in.
Well, it's 2 strikes to Isaac. Breaking ball, a swing and a miss. And Machinsky's out on strikes for the second out of the inning.
2 punch outs for Ben.
To plate Casey Underwood.
Big swing and a miss right there. The shortening up with 2 strikes concept has been lost on some of our current generation.
Casey Underwood, right-handed hitter. Takes Ben Schrader's first pitch outside of ball, 1-0. Now Schrader pitching from the windup here against Casey Underwood. Against these right-handed hitters, we've seen him go from windup breaking ball, missing inside, and the count 2-0. Might be a thing, too, with Ben Schrader, that pitching from the stretch works a little better against left-handed hitters. Who knows? Underwood swings and misses strike 1, 2 balls and a strike.
Whatever, I mean, if ever you think you have an advantage, keep going with the advantage you think you have.
Exactly.
You know, if you think that it's working, maybe it is working.
2-1 the count. Pitch low and outside, and now 3-1 to Casey Underwood. Luxenberg looking for their first base runner tonight. They went 1-2-3 in the first two guys out here in the second, 1-0 St. Martin with the lead in the bottom of the second inning. Schrader rocks and fires, and strike two called on the outside corner, and our count full at 3-2.
Casey with a step towards first base, about to flip that bat over to Sam Eiten, but the plate umpire is saying, no, no, we'll fill it up right here.
Three balls, two strikes, two outs, and no one on. Ben Schrader delivers, and just outside, says the home plate umpire. And ball four.
Little subtle shake of the head from Benny on the mound there, thinking that he maybe hit that same spot that he hit on 2-2 that he did, or on 3-1 that he did on 3-2. But Larry Midas saying no, no.
Mm-hmm. Going to bring Sam Eiten to the plate. Sam, left-handed hitter. Pops this one up to shallow left field. Coming in a little bit, Brian Schlungen. He'll make the catch for the out. That'll do it for the Brewers in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. We play two here in Cold Spring. St. Martin 1, Luxenburg nothing. More baseball to come in a minute on KASM.
The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry is where you find the kind of food that Mom and Grandma used to make. Stop by for a noon lunch special served Tuesday through Friday or order off the menu. Dine in-house or take it to go options are always available, and the portions are for big appetites, so come hungry. Saturday night is $5 burger basket night from 5 until 9. And remember the Sportsman's Den for your weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays. Mark those calendars for Saturday, September 25th. Cindy has booked the Shaw Band and has them playing from 8 until midnight at the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry. To order or book your events, phone the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, 243-4546.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to all the area teams at the Region 15C Baseball Tournament.
With your third inning action from Cold Spring Baseball Park, it's Kirby Hymish.
Well, thank you, Randy. It'll be Zach Moritz, Brian Schlung, and Tanner Arsenal due up for St. Martin. First pitch swinging as Moritz hits it on the ground. Derek Orth, solid third baseman over there, fields that medium hop cleanly, picks it up, and fires a strike across the diamond in time to Isaac Machinsky. Having seen this guy play my entire adult life, being we're the same grade, he's a solid third baseman over there, Derek Orth.
Yeah, he is. Sounded like Zach maybe broke that bat.
Yeah, JT kind of running in on the hands of Mr. Moritz. So one down on one pitch. That'll bring Brian Schlungen to the plate. First offering from Harn to Schlungen in there for a strike. Brian with that hard single to center field. First time up in the first. As Harn right back, his one strike offering to Schlungen, that breaking ball just a tad outside, moves our count to 1-1. 1-1 the count as Harn gets the sign from DJ Krohn. 1-1 offering, this one's skied. It'll be a foul territory. Oh, we'll stay fair. Second baseman Clark calling off Machinsky, and he'll make the catch in fair territory for a quick retiring of Brian Schlungen for out number two. So two down, and Tanner Arsenal to the plate for St. Martin. As Harn ready to rock, two quick outs here. Martin's lead 1-0 in the top of the third inning as that first pitch in there for a strike to Tanner Arsenal. One strike, the count. Defensively, everybody pretty much straight away for Luxenburg right here. As Harn's one strike pitch, that's tapped right back to JT. Nice catch on the mound. Underhand flip in time to retire Arsenal 1-3. Showing off a little athleticism right there.
Yes, he
is. For JT Harn. Makes the nice catch, and that does it for the Martins in the third. They go in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left. We've played 2.5. It's 1-0 in favor of St. Martin. We're back in 1.5 right here on KASM.
Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1993 and are available at Kramer Lumber and Melrose. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber Melrose and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling. Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual are always focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to keep you top of mind. We'll be there when you need us most, helping protect all that's important to you, including your future. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Nancy Mathiason, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Kensington Insurance today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. It's a Minnesota tradition. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany 107.7 FM, all day and night.
To the bottom of the third, Connor Clark, DJ Krohn, Luke Harn, as the lineup turns over once we get to that third spot here in the third inning, getting their first look at Ben Schrader is Connor Clark and DJ Krohn. As Schrader starts Clark off, first offering is on the outside corner for a strike. Connor, the second baseman for Corey Wins and the Luxembourg Brewers. Brewers looking to make the state tournament for the third time ever, Randy. They made it in, I think, for the first time in 2014, and then again in 2018. Just two trips in the long history of Luxembourg baseball. This ball tapped on the mound right back to Schrader. He gets the high hop, flips it over to Goble for out number 1-1-3 for the first out.
Yeah, you know, and Luxembourg's had a lot of great teams over the years, too. That just shows that it's not that easy to get to the state tournament, Kirby.
Sure isn't. That's where you look at some of those runs, like a team like Lake Henry the past 10 years have gone, you know, 8 times out of 10 years, something like that,
yeah.
Where it's like, geez, they just got it going on for a while there. Luxembourg's had a good squad for a century, and they can only go twice.
Exactly.
DJ Krohn to the plate. First offering to Krohn, chopped foul up the first baseline. Krohn the catcher in that 9 spot for the Brewers. Brewers versus Martins right here. 1-0 our score. St. Martin scoring in the top of the first inning. 1 strike pitch, that's right down the middle. And 2 quick ones on DJ Krohn. Oh, and to the count. Schrader gets the sign from Zach Morris, the right-hander. He'll rock and fire. 0-2 pitch, missing up and away. Now 1-2. We see center fielder Nolan Reeder shading towards right center a little bit. In right field, Matthew Schlungen pretty much straight away. Same goes for Brian Schlungen in left field. Behind the bag at third is Ryan Messer. As the 1-2 pitch, starting his hands but holding up, is DJ Krohn. Nice job, young man. As that pitch missing down and away with the off speed. Moves our count to 2-2. Leeser and Arsenal. Standard depth right up the middle. As this pitch running inside on the hands of DJ Krohn. In our first second three ball count. 3-2. One away here in the third inning. Schrader ready. Not much of a guy for walking nine hitters as that pitch is in there. Strike 3. Larry Midas tosses the paper and pulls the bow and arrow back, tossing DJ Krohn to the dugout for out number 2. He goes down looking for Schrader, his third strikeout.
Yeah, that pitch close enough, Kirby. You got to protect the plate there. I mean, it's right there.
No sense in hoping to get walked on that. You probably got to protect and swing at that. As the lineup turns over to Luke Harn, Schrader's first offering to Harn is swung on and fouled at home plate. Harn flew out to right fielder Matthew Schlungen to start the Luxembourg first. Luke going on a little walk after his foul tip into the mid of Zach Moritz. Schrader right back. One strike pitch. Harn shows hands. Pulls back. Pitch missing low. Evens it up at 1-1. 1-1 the count to the Brewer center fielder. Should he reach, Ethan Fruth on deck for Luxembourg. Schrader's ready. Ben Roxon fires. 1-1 pitch. That is on the corner for a strike. Moving our count to 1-2. 1-2 the count. Harn, 2006 graduate of Ricourie High School. He's no stranger to this ballpark, Randy. VFW, Legion, varsity baseball. 1-2 the count as Schrader steps off the back of the rubber. Count stays put at 1-2. Schrader right back. Gets the sign from Moritz. Right-hander starts his very deliberate full windup. Comes home with it. Off-speed pitch waved at by Harn. He does get a piece of it, excuse me. As just staying alive on the foul tick right there. Moves our count to 1-2. And Zach Moore is out from behind the plate after retrieving that foul ball. Trying to get on the same page as Ben. Zach has his ideas of what they should go with on 1-2. Ben, of course, other plans.
And I'm sure, you know, Ben's been on this team now in St. Martin. What is his fourth year or something like that?
Yeah.
And I would say Zach probably hasn't had a chance to catch Ben a whole lot.
Seventh year for Ben Schrader. And, yeah, I'd say other than this year, I don't think Zach Moritz played amateur baseball. So trying to get on the same page as that pitch burned right in there. Whatever they talked about seemed to work. Backwards K for Krohn and Harn, and that does it for the Brewers in the third. That's the fourth strikeout for Ben Schrader through three innings. Retiring Lux in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We're back in a minute and a half. 1-0 in favor of St. Martin after three.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Stop in at QPC Store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op, 320-987-3297.
Hands down, the town's favorite pub, it's Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. You won't break the bank eating out at Trapper's. Give the daily specials a try. Monday, it's an $8 single-topping pizza. On Tuesday, taco night, enjoy beef taco for $7 or a chicken taco for $8. Wednesday, $6 burger baskets are a customer favorite. Thursday is always chef's choice. And Friday, give the fish special your attention. Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming invites you to enjoy a favorite beverage, try a daily special, or order off the menu 7 days a week. For takeouts or catering, phone 548-3700. At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we are focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to have the protection and up-to-date coverage you need. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most. We have 24-hour phone service, helping protect all that's important to you. With Grinnell Mutual and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, and Missy Stanley, your local agents today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Top four we go here in Cold Spring as Brady Goble leads things off. Looks at one strike, looks at one ball from JT Harn. JT right back is 1-1 offering. That's curls in there for a strike on the off speed, moving our count to 1-2. It'll be Brady Goble, Nolan Reeder, Avery Schmitz, the Husky portion of the batting order for St. Martin. 1-2 the count. As that pitch cut on and missed and out on strikes goes Brady Goble for out number one for JT Harn. That is his third strikeout.
Well, maybe fourth.
I missed one. I did. 1, 2, 3, 4. Fourth strikeout.
Yeah, and what a what a difference in pitchers. Obviously, they're left-right, but, I mean, JT Harn just definitely takes his time coming to the plate, doesn't he? And Ben Schrader, want to work quick.
First pitch missing for a ball, and they both kind of have that deliberate windup, but JT is more of the – you're talking more of the between pitches.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, there's that Matt Imdick pause a little bit on both pitchers, right?
The hypnotizer,
yeah. Yeah, the hypnotizer.
Pitch, you call that a ball? Pitch missing for a ball, 2-0, says the scoreboard. As Harn falling behind to Nolan Reeder. Lefty gets the sign from DJ Krohn. Comes home with it. That pitch is in there for a strike. Moving our count to 2-1. 2-1, Reeder. With that bouncer to Derek Orth at third base to end the first inning, the Martin first inning, as this pitch missing low for a ball. That moves our count now to 3-1. 3-1 the count. Harn falling behind. As the left-hander ready. His 3-1 pitch, that's in at the knees. At 3-2.
Some local teams in 8C. It's Foley leading St. Stephen. Bottom of the fourth, 3-1.
So full boat to Reeder as he may have swung at ball four, but a protection swing right there. Punches it right at the first base dugout. Twins lose 4-0 to Houston tonight. Twins Pineda getting the loss. 3-2 the count. We'll do the 3-2 over again. As Harn ready. Payoff pitch. Cut on and miss. And out on strikes is Nolan Reeder for out number two. And strikeout number five for JT Harn. He kind of lulls you to sleep with that hook. And then all of a sudden, yeah. Remember my fastball and gets it by you.
What time did Twins start today?
So they're in, it must have been
they're
a
in Houston.
Yeah, it must have been a 6 o'clock game, I'd say.
Okay.
6 o'clock Saturday night game. Do you see next year they're going all 6:45? Weekday games?
And I don't mind that at all. I mean, some of those games go really long, Kirby.
You brought little kids to Twins games during the week once upon a time. You had some tired kids that next day.
Well, exactly. And, I mean, I'm one. I don't like to leave baseball games before they're over. So we've stayed our 11:30s and 12 o'clocks when there's extra innings.
Hey, what you do with your 9 innings of Twins baseball money, Randy, is on your time. You paid for the whole game.
Yeah.
For the whole game.
Absolutely.
Get the kiddos another cotton candy, and maybe they'll stay up a little bit. As Avery Schmitz looks at swings through a strike and looks at a ball. The 1-1 pitch is fouled. Oh, no, that is I thought that was hit off the foot. Fielded by Machinsky, flipped to Harn, and it was not a foul ball. Avery ran it out the whole way. 3-1 to retire Schmitz, and another clean inning for JT Harn as he retires the Martins in order. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base after 3.5. Scoreboard still says 1-0 in favor of St. Martin to the bottom of the fourth inning, coming up in 1.5 on KASM.
It's most everyone's dream to buy your first home, maybe that cabin on the lake, or a 40-acre hobby farm. Hi, this is John Dole of Century 21 First Realty. Whatever your real estate needs may be, I'll be there to make the process as smooth and stress-free as possible by customizing my plan of action to each of my clients' wants and needs. I'm a realtor with Century 21 because it's rewarding to find that perfect home or piece of property for my clients. It's like hitting a home run. Check out the team at Century 21 First Realty today. Call me at 320-492-7010. Email john.dold@century21.com or visit John Dold Real Estate on Facebook.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
Planning your next big project? Contact Liberty Electric for all of your electric needs. We're a full-service 24-hour electrical contractor licensed in Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota. If you need commercial, residential, agricultural, restoration, maintenance, or emergency services, Contact Liberty Electric at 320-548-3775. You can see some of our outstanding work we've done online at libertyelectricco.com. Best of luck to all the teams from Liberty Electric in Farming.